Hey guys, so a few months ago I posted a girlfriend ukulele jamming session audio thing, and it was one of my like best received audios. My listeners really liked it, you guys, so I kind of wanted to recreate that because I've had a lot of requests to do something like it again. But when I made that audio, I was really in the zone and I was super into the idea, and it was kind of a spur of the moment thing, and I improvised all of the dialogue. There was no script written or anything. It was just late at night and I did it. And because of that, I think the audio came across as like really genuine. And I wanted to keep that feeling of genuinity, or genuineness, I'm not sure, but I wanted to keep that feeling of it being genuine. But right now, I'm not really feeling the whole girlfriend roleplay thing. I don't know why, it's just the muse is not there. So I think the best way for me to create some sort of part two, or some sort of way to satisfy you know, you guys' requests without me faking it, is to just record it as myself and talk to you the way I'm talking to you now. And I'm still gonna do the same thing where I just go through some songs that I've learned in the past like few weeks, and I'm not gonna edit it at all, so there will be missed notes on both my ukulele and my voice. Yeah, I might add rain in again, just to keep that, you know, throwback in there, I don't know. But yeah, before I keep babbling, I will start playing, and I just realized that I have my headphones on, and I cannot, sing with my headphones on, so I'm gonna take them off. Yeah, so this first song, and, like, probably a lot of the songs that I'm gonna play tonight, of which there aren't gonna be too many, but there will be a few. A lot of them are gonna be by Aurora. She's probably my favorite, like, current artist right now, and I go through phases a lot, but I just really like her music. I really like her and her whole aesthetic and stuff, so yeah, I'm gonna try to do this. This is Runaway. I was listening to the ocean. I saw a face in the sand, but when I picked it up, then it vanished away from my hand. I had a dream I was 7, climbing my way in a tree. I saw a piece of heaven waiting impatient for me. And I was running far away. Would I run off the wall someday? Nobody knows, nobody knows. I was dancing in the rain. I felt alive, I can't complain. But no, take me home, take me home where I belong. I can't take it anymore. Was a painting of you, and for a moment running far away, would I run off the wall someday? But no, take me home where I belong. I got no other place to go. No, take me home where I belong. I got no other place to go. No, take me home, home where I belong. Oh, oh, take me home, home where I belong. I can't take it anymore. Yeah, I did it. Okay, that was not my best run, but it was alright, I think. I missed some notes. That's okay, I expected to miss some notes, because I miss a lot of notes in my life. Yeah. This next song is something that everyone knows, but no one knows that they know. I get that response a lot when I play it. Everyone can sing along. They're like, oh, I know that song, but then they're like, what is that? It's The Show by Lenka. And it's really easy. It's like the four chords in order and stuff. And I covered it a really, really long time on Audio Candy, I think. It was like one of my first covers, and like, oh, it's one of those ones when I go back to it and I cringe so much, and I'm sure, you know, in a year I'll listen to this recording and I'll cringe a lot when I do that too. But yeah, let's see. I'm just a little bit caught in the middle. Life is a maze, love is a riddle. I don't know where to go, can't do it alone. I've tried, and I don't know why. Slow it down and make it stop, or else my heart is going to pop. 'Cause it's too much, yeah, it's a lot. I always feel insecure about like the lyrics. Like I'm afraid that I don't know it, but then they just come out of my mouth. Like my body knows it, and I still don't have them in my head, but I have them in my muscles, I guess. Mm-hmm. Water is good. So, by the way, I've talked about it a little bit on my Patreon, and I've probably mentioned it in some of my ASMR videos. I don't know. I feel like I talk about it like too much, but I do have like really sensitive vocal folds for whatever reason, or like my throat is just really sensitive when it comes to my vocal use, and I don't know why it's so sensitive. I feel like it's gotten worse in the past like year or two. And maybe it's just because I kind of do this as a job now, like talk. But yeah, like for a while, especially over the summer, I got this really bad scare of nodes, and I may have had nodes. But with like a week of or a week and a half or so of like complete vocal rest and drastically increasing the amount of water I drink daily, like it's helped a lot, but I'm still super paranoid about it because I don't want to lose my voice. But yeah, maybe it'll never be a problem again. Hopefully it'll never be a problem again. But yeah, I just drink water, and I will probably drink water throughout this audio because yeah, helps. This is another song by Aurora. Called Conqueror. It's one of her few like kind of happy sounding songs, I guess. I mean, Runaway is like, it's not sad, but it's not sad. It's not sad, but it's not really joyful either. It's I don't know, it's about finding something. I don't know. But yeah, this one's a little bit more happy sounding. For me, guys, vocally it's like in a lot of places, I guess. Like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like I do well with it, but there's definitely a lot of breaks between like my vocal registers, I guess. And I've been taking voice classes this year at university, and they're not really supposed to be for singing. They're kind of just for your voice, like how to speak well and how to use your voice in however whichever way you need to use your voice, basically. But the teacher is a fantastic, amazing singer, and she does give private singing lessons and stuff, and she gives, you know, like, advice to her students and things like that when it comes to singing. And one of the best pieces of advice that I think she gave all of us is to, like, kind of stop thinking about, like, your head voice versus your chest voice versus your middle voice and all that nonsense. Because she says that when people think that they can only sing in one of them, it, like, really, really limits them in their training, when everyone should be able to sing in all of them and should be able to learn how to sing in all of them. And, yeah, I have a sneeze in my nose. Oh my god. Are there any bright lights in my room? Okay, I'm staring at a light and it's not helping. Oh god. Yeah, I still don't sneeze. You would have heard it if I did. But, hopefully that itch in my nose just goes away one day. And this next song is, Little Talks. Everyone knows Little Talks. So, I'm just gonna sing it. And I also covered this one a really, really long time ago. I think I covered it, like, in the same post that I covered the show in. I think so, but I'm not really sure. But, yeah.
To shore, though the truth may vary.
That one's so fun to sing. I don't know what makes it so fun to sing. Something about it makes it really fun to sing. And I've tried singing other songs by both Monsters and Men, but like, I don't know. None of them feel as like right to me as that one. Water is good. Let's see how long this recording is getting. 22 minutes? Not too shabby. I don't know what that voice is right there. This song is another song by Aurora, and I just started learning it about yesterday, and I'm really bad at it. Like, there's just no, I'm not even gonna try to sugarcoat that. It's just, I am bad at it, both playing and singing. Playing, it's just kind of difficult. Not the chords, but like the timing, I guess, the rhythms. And singing, it's just, it gets really high at some parts. And oh, we're gonna see how this goes. Wish me luck. Okay, let's see. Five, four, three, two, one. Five, four, three, two, one. He holds a gun my hand. I close my eyes and bang. I know he knows he's and here I go. Holds my body in his arms. He didn't mean to do no harm, and he holds oh, he did it all to spare me from the awful things in life that come, and he cries. I know he knows. Here I go. Here I go. My body in his arms. He didn't mean to do no harm, and he holds oh, he did it all to spare me from the awful things in life that come, and he cries and cries. Five, four, three, two, one. Five, four, three, two, one. Five, four, three, two, Yeah, that's that. Oh, God, I hope that wasn't too agonizing for you guys. I am so. Oh, that one's rough. Like the high parts, you know. You know as well as I know what parts don't really sound that good. But, yeah, and just now I got a message from someone asking if they wanted to play League of Legends with me, and it's a great timing because I feel like I have pretty much gone through all the songs that I wanted to go through tonight. And it felt really good to record this for you guys because I feel like I haven't just like talked to you all in a while. And I know that sounds like so freaking cheesy and basic, but I don't know. I feel like it's true. And if you guys want another one of these types of audios, then you should request songs and not just request more of the audio because it is so hard for me to find songs that I think are worth learning and playing and singing and all that. I'm super picky, and also I'm super not good at the ukulele, and that limits me a lot. But yeah, okay, I think I've said everything that I need to say, and I'm gonna stop myself from babbling again and just say that I really hope you guys enjoyed this. Happy New Year's, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Everything, and bye bye.